KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning, and welcome to Sonoma, California. My name is Harry Blum, and I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, good morning. I'm looking out here, and I'm seeing brilliant blue sky. And Harry, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome.
All right.
I am absolutely
slapping
amazing.
His shoulder.
Amazing. Thank you. It was so beautiful sitting around the pool. It was gorgeous this morning.
Yes.
And that cup
great.
Of coffee made it perfect. Thank you, darling.
I don't know. I think I need to be scraped off the ceiling. I'm kind of, whoa.
It's
but,
really
you
good.
Know, the whole thing is that today's show is an opportunity to explore transcendence. And who better to have on our show but the lady who kind of sets the epitome of transcendence, and that is Amy Miller. And she is the artistic director of Transcenter Theater Company. And what I'd like to do first, however, before I bring Amy in, is just state what I know to be the web definition of transcendence.
Say that three times. Go ahead.
Transcendence. I said it right.
Perfect.
A state of being or existence above and beyond the limits of material experience. And where Transcendence Theater is concerned, we have a match. I'm for sure about that. Transcendence Theater's company's mission is, and I quote, to create moments of transcendence that inspire others to go beyond the usual limits to change the world for the better. Oh, my goodness. And what I usually ask my guests is to bring with them songs that evoke inspiration for them or have evoked. What is the word? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Inspiration throughout their journey to where they are right now. And one of the first songs that Amy chose, and I'd like to listen to it now, is Astonishing from Little Women, the musical.
Who is he with his marry me, with his ring and his marry me, the nerve, the gall? This is not what was meant to be. How could he ruin it all with those two words? I thought I knew him, thought that he knew me. When did it change? What did I miss? A kiss when I thought all along that we were meant to fight frontiers. How could I be so wrong? How I need my sisters here. If I can't share my dreams, what were they for? I thought our promise that we would never change and never part. I thought together we'd amaze the world. How can I live my dreams or even start when everything has come apart? But home was all I'd ever want, my attic all I'd ever need. Now nothing feels the way it was before, and I don't know how to proceed. I only know I'm meant for something more. I've got to
Astonishing. And that is a pure description of our guest. pure description of our guest, Amy Miller. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. You guys are the best.
Oh, gosh. That song is the epitome of what I feel about you. Oh. I see your journey, and I want to know what was your connection to this song?
Well, it's interesting listening to it again here and listening all those lyrics. I mean, back like numerous years ago, 6-7 years ago, when I was, my background's obviously musical theater. I lived in New York, Los Angeles. And I remember listening to this song on repeat over and over and over again, and just feeling that I had something special inside that needed to be shared with the world. And that's transcendence.
Absolutely.
It's in transcendence, actually the name of our company, and that feeling, it came from a moment in dance that I described as transcendence. My background was in dance, and there was this moment, you know, just like I describe it as the runner's high, or what sports players call in the zone, this state where you felt free and most alive. And I would find that when I was dancing, and then I would find that throughout life too. Like when I got married, Brad and I, our wedding day was transcendent. Everybody was around, all this love. It was like you felt this like high of life, and it was an energy inside. And I was on a quest to find more of those moments throughout life, and that journey has made me realize that it is those highs, but it's also the lows that push you higher. So the whole, you know, it's a special energy of stepping into your own and going after things and making a big difference in the world
and recognizing that those lows are in fact perfect. Yes. Perfect propellant to that new plane.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a part of it. I mean, in other, you know, oftentimes people are like, well, you know, you're only talking about this high. And then I was like, no, it's the whole thing. It's the whole journey of going after something in the lows and highs amidst that in order to live a transcendent life. Because the word, you know, as you said, and I've always said, means excelling or surpassing or going beyond the usual limits. And that could be something as simple as smiling at a stranger or, like I've said, like working towards ending world hunger. But the step of actually like going after something and empowering yourself and bringing that out in others, too,
right,
which is what I'm very big into.
And Harry and I were so blessed when we came to Fantastical Family Night to see the results of what your team brought to these amazing children and young adults, mm-hmm, who just spawn these wonderful, wonderful creative pieces.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I always talk about, you know, even with transcendence, it's like, it's a feeling. It's hard to even describe it with words. You have to, like, feel it. Yeah. I've often said, too, that it's like a feeling in your heart, like a heart explosion, I've been known to say, like this feeling of happiness. And that's what happened when we worked with the kids, too, of really like encouraging them to go beyond the usual limits in their life and to let them step into their uniqueness and that they're each special and they each have dreams and that they can go after things. And that's an empowering feeling. And so it was great working with the kids at a kids camp all week for the theater company. And they also wrote their own original songs and seeing what comes. If you can inspire the energy, then seeing what comes out of that energy, yes, is just a ripple effect of goodness that literally, you know, at some point could create a worldwide movement.
You, yes, created the aha moment when Stephen came up on the camel. That that said to us that anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
And it was like nobody expected it.
Yeah.
And it was like, Steve, nah.
Yeah. Yes. Well, in bringing up the anything's possible, because I've always said that over and over and over again, many people do not, like, they will never go after things fully. They'll never commit to it fully. But I'm saying if you do, anything is possible. The world's
you burn
a magical
the boats.
Place.
You burn the
you
boats.
You burn the boats. You commit to it. And life becomes, as I've always said, a magical adventure.
And you cancel the negative what ifs and turn them into the positive one. Well, what,
absolutely,
if I did it? And look what would occur.
And look what would occur. And yes, then when you hit challenges or you hit down moments, know that those are, you know, obstacles are great opportunities, that they push you higher and higher to live a more transcendent life. So as the journey continues for transcendence, like trying to be astonishing and making a difference in the world, seeing the benefits of those lows is a part of the whole journey.
Where did it begin with you, Amy? How long ago was it? Where was that feeling within you?
With transcendence? I've always been a very energetic, you know, I'm very passionate, very anything's possible and everything. So I've always had this energy that I wanted to share with the world and with my friends and with my family and everything. But the pinnacle moment of how the theater company came into being was I had, and I've said it before, like a creative collapse. I had one of those low moments. I'd achieved my dreams. I danced on Broadway. I had been very successful in my career and was continuing to be successful. But I hit this collapse where you had to ask the deeper questions of life, right? What would you attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail? What's your idea of a perfect day? What kind of legacy do you want to leave, yes, with the world? And so out of that came a vision. I felt so stuck that I wanted to be free. I wanted to transcend. So it literally all started with me trying to find a way to transcend just me personally. And then as it came into being and I worked on myself, all of a sudden it became a vision to create something that would share this feeling of transcendence with the world. You know, that wasn't just about me. It was about me finding that energy within myself, then sharing it with others. That would in turn inspire lives, the potential to touch millions and millions of people's lives. So that all started at the end of 2007 was when I bought the domain name for the Transcendence Theater website. Because I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I had a feeling. I was like, I don't know if it's going to take 10 years or however long, but there's going to be a theater company called Transcendence. And I bought the domain name and I just started working towards it because I feel that we have something special to share with the world. And I wrote in journals. You can go back all to my journals. I knew it was going to touch millions of people's lives. I knew it was something like listening to that song again, something astonishing. You had to just, here we go. There's no turning back. My great adventure has begun. You know, I may be small, but I've got giant plans. All those lyrics we like listen to.
Yes. So that's and it was so moving listening to that because, you know, I could see it. I already saw your journey and I feel a lot of it within me because the purpose of this show is to show people what it takes for people to create the fulfillment in their lives. Yeah. And, you know, I've been witnessing your boundless energy. And, you know, it's so... I mean, if somebody doesn't get caught up in it, you know, it's something they're avoiding, very definitely. Your dedication to your commitment and your intention to bring about extraordinary results is just so obvious. And anytime I engage people in conversations about the show, Broadway Under the Stars, whatever it is that you're doing, immediately the comeback is, oh my goodness, that Amy Miller, her energy is, you know, and wow, you know. And I said, there has to be a day when I get to sit down with you and pick your brain on what works. What works with you?
Right, what works.
And so I've already asked you where it all began, but, you know, you picked out four songs. And in case you've forgotten what songs you picked out, I'd like you to perhaps gaze on the list and just see, where would you like to go now in this journey?
Well, maybe a way back to then. Do you think?
That sounds like
a
great idea.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Great idea.
Awesome.
Dancing in the backyard, Kool-Aid mustache and butterfly wings, hearing Andrea McArdle sing from the hi-fi in the den. I've been waiting my whole life to find a way back to then. I aimed for the sky, a nine-year-old can see so far. I'll conquer the world and be a star. I'll do it all by the time I'm 10. I would know that confidence if I knew a way back to then. So I bailed on my hometown and became a college theater dork. I was eastbound and down, moving to New York. So I crammed my life in a U-Haul to find my part of it all. But then the mundane sets in. We play by the rules and plow through the days. The years take us miles away from that time we wondered when we'd find a way back to then. And when you least expect, opportunity walks through the door. You suddenly connect with the thing that you forgot that you've been looking for.
Way back to then. And that was the voice of Amy Miller, who's right here in the studio with us today. And we're talking about transcendence and we're talking about Amy's journey and what worked for Amy. And, oh, Amy, you have so many avenues we can go down. And I'd like you to talk about the video that you created that was, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that last song, Way Back to Then, that's from the musical title of Show. And I was always, you know, when you're a child, you felt, I used to dance in the backyard, actually, in my grandparents. I live next door to my grandparents. And the most free I've ever felt in my life, literally, is like rehearsing and choreographing and dancing in the backyard. And that I really related to that song because I wanted to find a way back to that freedom, yes, as the thing, you know, after I've gotten older. And so that kind of began the quest for transcendence, for that freedom. And so what really works in terms of what we've been talking about is getting clear on where you want to go, like having a vision for what you want to do in your life. That really worked. And out of this, I did a lot of soul searching, and out of all the soul searching came a vision for a Transcendence Theater Company and what I want to do with my life. And the only action I knew how to take at that time was to actually put the vision on a videotape. And it was me for an hour and a half talking about it, because that was the only thing that was there. The theater, yes, company didn't exist. We put it on videotape, and I sent it in a top secret envelope to 7 friends. I was told, don't share it with too many people because they tell you it was impossible. So I made it very clear who I picked to put on that thing. And I sent that in top secret envelope to 7 people across the U.S. They got it, and they're like, this is amazing. This is going to take like 10, 20 years. Like, how's this going to happen? And then you have this moment of like wah-wah, like doubt. But as the story goes, and that's why if you be clear on your and commit to your vision, the world will open the way for it to become a reality. And we went on a random trip to Mexico, actually. I wanted to do a theater project, but it was a random vacation. And in on the side of a dirt road in Mexico, there was a theater doing Nonsense, the musical. And as the story goes, we asked the lady in the town about that theater. Actually, I don't know if you've heard, we slingshotted our dreams off of the mountains of Mexico. And this is all on videotape. This will all be a documentary someday. And we were just like, Transcendence Theater's coming, it's happening. And we went to return the key to the lady who we rented from in the town. And I asked her about the theater. She said she did everything in the theater. And all of a sudden, my life changed that day. They ended up, after we had sent another video, giving us the theater for free for 4 months in Mexico. That's what happened. So yes, it was a vision, and then on a random vacation, rented randomly from a random lady in the town who just happened to work at the theater and everything, and for a group of perfect strangers in a town in Mexico to hand over their theater for free for us to do our project. I've never been able to turn back from that moment, because I know the world's a magical place, and if you commit to what you're going after, you know, the universe paves the way.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
You had, and I think, my next question, yeah, was, what do you believe has been the single most important factor in creating the perfect outcomes? And I already know the answer to that, and that is visualization. I mean, without that amazing, mm-hmm, crystal clear visualization, mm-hmm, you know, that is being, seems to be.
It's visualization, and then it's commitment towards, yes, that vision, and it's taking action towards it.
Yes.
So it's like, it's really that, because you can sit and just visualize what you want, but the actual commitment to it, which is, yes, why I say we believe that people who commit to going beyond the usual limits will change the world in extraordinary ways. And I think commitment, right, is one of the, right, hardest things to do. Right. And so it's visualizing something and committing to it, and then going on an incredible adventure, yes, which makes life fun.
And continually clarifying your intention.
Yes.
As you go, day to day, moment to moment.
Yeah. And it can switch, and it can switch, and it can evolve, mm-hmm, you know, but knowing where you want to head. One of the great success people, Napoleon Hill, I don't know if you know Napoleon Hill, yeah, always talked about a definite chief aim of knowing clearly where you want to go. And that can switch. But if you have clear direction, you can get to where you're going a lot faster.
So the words "change the world," mm-hmm, are very, very strong within
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And, you know, since I was knee-high to a buttercup, as I, yeah, like to say, I've had this feeling of creating love and togetherness and attachment and a connection to the one. We are one. And,
yeah.
And when you throw out that absolute connection to that knowing, mm-hmm. Even though you have no proof of what's going to come, you know, you just have that inner knowing that it's right. It feels right. And I notice you using the word feel a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's so important, because we can think all we want to do, but if we don't connect it in mm-hmm. with the feeling that we have, you dancing in the backyard, you getting your inspiration and feeling instinctively knowing that you have a purpose here, mm-hmm. and this is your purpose. And I just, when you were talking about that, I really got the picture of you dancing in the backyard. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was so beautiful. Thank you for portraying it that way. And so what are the ingredients you're looking for as you now go forward and bringing in all these wonderful, amazing cast members?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's a funny you comment on feeling, because I feel the word transcendence is a feeling. That's why it's so hard to describe in words or look at a piece of paper or a mission statement on a website. It really has to be felt, you know? And so what we're doing with the theater company is really bringing in people that vibe or believe in this feeling of transcendence and this feeling of, like, becoming your best self, being of service to the world, sharing this immense energy with people. So it's really neat to then bring those people that share that feeling together, because then it just creates more energy of awesomeness and stuff. Right. So we really have assembled a lot of people who really believe in what we're going after, do want to push themselves in their lives to be, you know, become their best selves, be of more service to the world, and bring them all together. And that's why we worked really hard on our company culture that we've worked with and instituted our core values this year. And it's attracting a lot of amazing people and a lot of amazing talent to this area, and it's quite exciting, and I think the audiences are feeling that. They feel that energy, which is what makes the shows really magical.
Oh, yes, and to be out there under the stars, yep. And have you noticed my earrings that I'm wearing today?
Oh, yeah, stars. Stars and the moon.
Yeah, I got them a long time ago, but that's they awesome. Absolutely fell out of the jewelry box.
They're awesome.
Because of Broadway Under the Stars.
Looking cool.
I don't normally run around with them on just sort of on an everyday basis, but I felt like they're absolutely for Broadway Under the Stars.
Yeah.
And oh boy. Okay, so what is our next song here? Are you going to I feel like I just want to move through the music.
What would you like to move through? Do you think
that's
Rainbow Connection?
I think that's an excellent one.
Yes, that's awesome.
That brings our dear friend Stephen in here.
Absolutely.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. Say to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, I see skies skies of blue and clouds of white, the light of day and the dark of night. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Oh, 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 wait and see.
The Rainbow Connection, Over the Rainbow and Wonderful World, Stephen Stubbins. Oh boy, what an amazing voice he has, and how blessed we are to have him in our midst too, knowing, and I want to know the rest of the story as far as when he and you got together. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stories of Transcendence normally involved like sending out some video of some sort or some YouTube video, sharing some vision, really, that happened, and seeing who responded to that vision. So Stephen, when the first project for Mexico went out, and I had met Stephen one time, another time, we had mutual friends in New York, but we had not seen or known each other for like 5-6 years or whatever. And so I sent a video out about the project in Mexico, and Stephen ended up responding to that video, that he was interested in coming, and he was in the Broadway production of Mary Poppins at the time. And he ended up having to quit that show to come do the project in Mexico. He was like, I need to explore. I need to do that. So he came and came to Mexico, and has been since that project, a guiding force in this vision becoming a reality, alongside, my husband, Brad, and then Stephen are the co-executive directors of the company. But Stephen is the most amazing person. Talk about holding a vision and sharing an incredible energy with the world and making a difference. He's just been, he's a big inspiration. You know,
and stepping out beyond that risk, risk just for jumping right over the barrier of risk, without any of those what if questions, the negative what if questions, just knowing and feeling that that was where we were supposed to be.
Right. And I think that's one of the things, if you talk about what's working, sometimes what works a lot is if you can really get in tune and follow your own intuition, you're able to take those big risks to go after things if you feel something strongly enough in your gut to go after it. And I feel Stephen has felt that, Brad, you know, me, a lot of members of the company, we just take enormous risks because we feel it in our gut.
Yes. Yes. You know? It's those wonderful feelings of butterflies and excitement and it's not a scary thing in that sense. It's sort of there's something about nurturing those butterflies that really, really let you know. I know that's the way I use to teach the children that I've worked with, about nurturing the butterflies, because they really mean something good.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, I always say, this is also scary to go after things. So I don't know if we can ever eliminate fully the butterflies or that fear. We just let it push it forward. The thing that I'm always more afraid of, and this is my thing, is like, what would happen if you didn't go after it?
Absolutely.
And that's the one thing that why I keep, focusing, why we as a company keep committing and keep going after things, because I know there's so much goodness on the horizon, and none of this even needed to happen if we hadn't overcome our fears and stepped into what we're trying to do. We wouldn't be having this interview now. I wouldn't even know you guys.
There you are. And what I'm hearing is, projecting forward. Oh yes. Now how would I feel if I didn't do this? Mm-hmm. Oh, that doesn't feel good. Right. Immediately, you know. I mean, you know, we were created as powerful beings. Yeah. We have all these things, and they all boil down to choice.
Yeah.
That giving choice a voice is so important in my estimation.
Yeah.
And the feelings that we get when we project forward are absolutely, I mean, they are the most crystal clear way you can formulate your decision, mm-hmm. because there's no gray area. You're given the feeling right at that moment.
Yep.
You get that. And I just use it on a moment by moment basis. It's so important.
Absolutely. Yes. And then, I feel from like our experience too, it's the more, well, you know, Gandhi always said, be the change you wish to see in the world, you know. If we can feel that in ourselves and follow our intuition, then it'll encourage other people we meet to do that as well. You know, if we want to share the energy of transcendence with the world, we just have to become the most transcendent people ever, and the people around us will become that as well.
So that's always, right.
You know, it's just a ripple effect.
It's not about telling. It's about leading by example.
Absolutely.
And that is exactly what you're doing,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I want some of that. I want some of that is what people are feeling inside of them. I want some of that amazing energy. I want some of those great successes. How does this happen? And that's why you're here, Amy. You really, you're the epitome of fulfilling by intention and commitment your dreams.
I'm so grateful it's all coming true, and I'm really grateful that it's bringing so many people together. And this is really only the beginning of it. The big dream of transcendence is very, very large. There's a huge vision here. Uh-huh. And Broadway Under the Stars and the work we're doing here is just the tip of what this is going to be.
Okay.
You know, really.
So don't leave us there.
No, it's just the tip. It's just, you know me, you know. I will say it's all written down. Everything's written down, so years from now we can look back at the master big vision, you know, really of finding ways to share this energy with the world. So I see in the future for transcendence, I see many original works of art being created, whether it be original musicals, documentary I see one day, things that will literally will be able to touch millions and millions of people's lives, and really create Sonoma as like a mecca for the home base of where this is, but the potential of what we're building here will be able to touch worldwide. That, yes, will that take a longer periods of time? Yes, but it can happen so quickly, especially with the power of the internet and the World Wide Web.
Yes.
So, and I do see, I've always, because it was either going to be, I was going to write a book about transcendence. That's what was going to start. And then the book would be such a success, and then we'd have the theater company. But that's not the way it went. But there is definitely going to be a book that's going to come out of this, and ways to encourage people to live their own transcendent lives.
Yes.
So we'll take, you know, the things that are working, and I will write a book about it and share that with the world. So there's so many different things, because I believe that art is on stage and off, that all of life is a work of art. And that's the kind of the philosophy that we want to share with the world and live a transcendent life, you know?
And there is something magical about the energy here in mm-hmm. Sonoma
yep.
that, you know, is an absolute propellant to what you're doing. I felt it the moment that I arrived here.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something different. And whatever it is, I'm not even going to question it. And I'm just going to hang on and get ready for the ride and understand that wherever I am, it's going to be there.
Absolutely.
And
for those listeners who don't know the history of our company, we did do a research trip across the entire United States to find a location for our company. And we chose Sonoma for the reasons that you're talking about. There's something special here, the people, and that comes from the people and also comes from the beautiful place. And we're at Jack London State Park too. There's a lot of incredible energy up there. He was a great dreamer, great adventurer, had a lot of great dreams for the world. So there's something special of all those components combined with the people and musicals and everything. But we're in the Valley of the Moon. It's magical. I mean, there's so many components that make a transcendent experience.
Oh, gosh, I wish I'd... There's something going through my head right now. Jack London and you and whoever, there's a connection. There's an absolute connection. And when we read the words of Jack London, we just know, hey, wait a minute. Was that Amy in another life? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It's all a little weird.
I'm open to anything. You know, that's okay. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line is the dream is manifesting. And
it's not weird. It's more inspiring.
Yeah,
it truly is inspiring. Because when you talk, you own it. It's not like you're reading it or not that you memorized it. You own it. I mean, it's you. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It brings tears to our eyes, pretty much.
So neat. And then really to comment on, Sonoma, just the communities, incredible. So there's an energy of, I mean, talk about the rainbow connection or people coming together and bringing, there's something very special here. And that should be shared with the world.
That's it. It will be.
Okay, so there's only one, I think, that we have. Is this where we're going? I'm pointing at a song.
Yeah, hold on.
Is this a good one?
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, that's really to embrace, like, hold on through things. Like, when things get tough, you hold on and you keep going.
That's great. So we will listen to that right now from Secret Garden.
Mary Lennox, it is my task to find you a suitable school to go to.
But I can't leave now. Colin needs him.
The last thing the boy needs is you. You have no idea how ill he is. Do you want him to die?
To die? I didn't do anything. You locked him up in his room.
You may go.
You don't want Colin to get well at all. You want him to die so you can have this house.
You will leave Saturday week.
Martha, Colin's going to die and it's all my fault.
And what have you done for Colin except get him going outside every day and get him eating his food and getting him believing he can get strong again? I think you were just what Colin needed. What you've got to do is finish what you've begun. I don't know just how, but it's not over till you've won. When you see the storm is coming, see the lightning part the skies. It's too late to run. There's terror in your eyes. What you do then is remember this old thing you heard me say. It's the storm, not you, that's bound to blow away. Devil's at your door. There's no place to hide. You're frozen to the floor. What you do then is you force yourself to wake up and just say, it's this dream, not me, that's bound to go away.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Yes, it's time. Because when it starts to take off, Amy, right?
Yeah, I mean, Hold On, really, it's like, you know, I can look at it, the song means so many different things, but it's really holding on to that vision of what you're going after, because many times you don't know how it's going to happen, and you have to continue to believe in it and hold on to it, because along the journey of transcendence, this has been going on 6 or 7 years, there were, I wouldn't call them lulls in the journey, but there were these points where you exactly did not know how this was going to happen. Literally, we came back from this research tour across the U.S. and had chosen Sonoma, but we had to find land. And you know, we don't have the money, you know, we're multimillionaires, we don't have any the money for any of this stuff, but we held the vision is what we always did. And if you can hold the vision, I've often heard, if you're at A and you want to be at B, you don't know how you're going to get to B, but you know you want to be at B right now. And we continued holding the vision until we heard, I was researching outdoor theaters across America, saw many started in parks. We were keyed into the fact that due to county sound and event regulations, you couldn't have theater outdoors in Sonoma, but that didn't apply on state land. And then it was like, boom, parks, typed it in on the internet. It was the day the park closures of California were announced. Literally, I mean, you can talk about serendipities or synchronicities, but it was the day it was announced. They were looking for innovative ways to keep the parks open. Obviously, we came and took action towards it, but literally, if we had not held on to that vision through many doubts and insecurities, you know, then we wouldn't be where we are today. So I think that's the point of that song. Yeah.
Hold the vision. And the bottom line is, if you can visualize it, it can be. I mean, it just can't come about unless if you can visualize it. And so we were surprised at Fantastical Family Night. With all kinds of wonderful things, the creative band of the children and the young folks, and also the magnificent arrangement of the show that included the camel. So, Amy, I cursed, you know, I can't avoid the question, how are you going to top that one?
How are you going to top a camel? Yeah. I guess you shall see. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Anything's possible. But we really wanted to create a moment in that show where out of nowhere, you'd be like, well, anything's possible, and a camel comes riding up the back. Nobody was expecting that, you know. So it's just about creating transcendent moments. So I'm sure through the years, we'll find some other fun ways. But the camel was awesome.
Wow.
Sahara,
was.
Thank you, Sahara the camel.
Sahara came through. And so as we wind down this program, I just feel that there's something within you that can nutshell the advice you can give someone that is about to create their dream. What would your best advice be?
Yes, I mean, I would think that you know, like just like I said, be the change you wish to see in the world, that everything starts from within first. And if you can get a clear vision of where you want to go, and if you can spend time removing any blocks of impossibility, doesn't mean that you don't have to be scared, you know, and that you don't have doubts. But if you can remove the blocks in your psyche or whatever of what's impossible, get a clear vision of where you want to go. And if you know where you want to go, if you commit to it, then you can go on a magical adventure that can make that dream a reality, you know. That's really the way I sum it, and to know that it's really the commitment. And if you can commit to something, you can bring whatever you want to life. I believe anything's possible.
And I heard the 4 C words: commitment,
courage,
community,
and creativity.
And they are absolutely evident in everything that you are doing. Amy, you are such an amazing gift to Sonoma and the world.
Thank you.
And thank you.
You guys as well. We're all just sharing energy with everyone.
This is what it's about. And when we go into this this day, you know, as we go forward, being in it moment by moment, noticing and recognizing that it is up to us to create the passion, the excitement, the enthusiasm for life. If it is to be, it is up to me, my 10 little two-letter words that I think just guide me every second. Yeah. I thank God, first of all, that I moved to Sonoma. Yeah. Secondly, that I... Absolutely, that Stephen moved into our building.
Well, it's
because
Ken Brown, he came on Ken's show.
Yes.
And it all connected. It was so powerful. It's awesome.
And I've always said with days, you know, my thing you hear every day is the best day ever. It's the only moment we have. So seize it and live it and enjoy it.
Yes. And we get to choose. This is the thing that Amy did. You chose. Every moment you chose. And but to put that all into a video and to send it, you know, that is clear intention.
Yes.
That is clear intention at its best. So I'll leave it at that and say thank you, listeners. Get yourselves out there to Broadway Under the Stars. Don't forget, this is a family night. It is absolutely amazing, and there are so many different things that Transcendence Theater are doing. And what? Tell us how we can connect with you.
You can get to the website at BroadwayJackLondon.com. Is that how for them to get tickets? That's the way. BroadwayJackLondon.
That's perfect. And I just want you to know that next week's program is a secret. I haven't any idea what it is going to be. That's just the way it is. And thank you for listening. Thank you, Harry.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit. And of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still, in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best, as in the very best, @gmail.com, or on the web at maribest.com.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your door.